American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
There are things that can be done to make that better.
That's John Newton, Director of Market Intelligence with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he's referring to NAFTA, which is still under current negotiations. And Newton has an interesting perspective on NAFTA.
You know, when you look at NAFTA and you think about all the commodities and all the products that we represent the whole barnyard. So we're not only thinking about the dairy farmer or the cattle or the farmer raising hogs. We're also thinking about fruit and vegetable growers in Florida and in California. So there are a lot of ways we can make NAFTA better. And when you come back on the beef side, you think about live animal exports. It's an integrated North American market. So we're moving live animals to and from Mexico, on and off feedlots, into slaughtering facilities. But we do have overall a very negative trade balance with Canada and Mexico when it comes to beef and live cattle. So there are things that can be done to make that better, but farmers and ranchers know that it's an integrated market and it benefits all of agriculture to have access to Canada and Mexico.
And of course, the U.S. exports very high quality beef.
Well, we do export a lot of beef products to Canada and Mexico, so it is a key market. What happens is we export very high-value product, and we import low-value product. We re-blend it, make hamburger, things of that nature. We bring in beef from Australia, for example, that's you know a lower quality, higher fat, to blend in to that. And then we have our very expensive cuts of meat that we sell domestically and we export. NAFTA certainly has benefits, but for all commodities, it's important to think about how we can make it better. Bringing it up to date is something that can benefit agriculture.
That's John Newton, Director of Market Intelligence with American Farm Bureau Federation.
Now we head to Nebraska and focus on that state where it is big on cattle. Steve Martin is an egg promoter there.
Definitely, yeah. We've been a long time beef producing state, and actually have to look at the latest cattle on feed report, but typically the January report, which includes all the small feeders, and we come out number one in the nation, ahead of Texas even, with cattle on feed. So we'll have to wait and see what that is for this year, but got feedlots that would like to add more space, and so a lot of growth and development in beef cattle. Cattle industry in Nebraska, we're talking about, we were entered into statehood in 1867. You know, we have 5-6 generation farms that were homesteaded originally back under the Homestead Act, and you know, they're still there, they're still viable and growing, and you know, they've got the next generations on the way too, so we expect them to grow and continue to do what they're doing, which is great, because that longevity, really, you get a consistent product and a, you know, high quality product too. We're about the fifth largest cow-calf state in the nation. Also, you know, number one or number two in feeding. So we do really the whole, you know, beginning to end type of thing. We're also the number one red meat state. So we've got all the packers there in the state too. So we really do it from beginning to end.
He says it helps when state lawmakers are on your side.
You know, agriculture is established, and we have our laws, and we have what we need to do business. The Department of Ag is really efficient at getting out there and making sure the regulations are being established as they should be and then followed.
That's Steve Martin. He's Ag Promotion Coordinator with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.